Champions League final this weekend. Manchester City take on Inter Milan. Could be history for Manchester City. They could win their first ever Champions League title and therefore also win the treble in English football. But it's not just about the 11 players on the park. There's also been a lot of focus on the man in the middle. The referee, UEFA has given Szymon Marciniak the go-ahead to referee Saturday's Champions League final. He issued a lengthy apology for appearing as a main speaker at an event in Poland organized by a far-right politician. It's not just been the actions of officials that has come into focus when we talk about prejudice and racism, but also what's been happening on the field in La Liga, Spanish football. A couple of weeks ago, Vinicius Jr., he's a 22-year-old Brazilian, one of the greatest players in the world, and in one of the last games of the season, came in for continued racial abuse. It's not just a singular event. Throughout the season, in La Liga, in Eastern European football, but football in Europe has a problem with racism in general. Rafał Pankowski speaks to us from Warsaw in Poland. He's a political scientist and also heads up the Never Again Association, which monitors racial violence and largely looks through the prism of sport and culture in which they do their work. Rafał, nice to speak to you again. I hope you're well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Szymon Marciniak, he's the referee that will officiate that game at the weekend, coming to a lot of criticism for attending a far-right event. But he said he was gravely misled and completely unaware of who invited him to this particular event. What was this particular event that he attended?
Mm-hmm. Well, that event was billed as a networking event and a beer drinking session. But of course, the problem is that it was organized by someone called Sławomir Mentzen, who is a leader of a far right, extreme right party, who himself has a record of activities against Jews, against minorities, against gay people. So. That is why the Never Again Association issued a statement calling upon Mr. Marciniak, the referee, to distance himself from this kind of far-right politics, which he did, and he apologized for that mistake, and we accepted the apology because, well, we think, well, it is an educational experience for everybody, and I am sure Mr. Marciniak, the referee, would not repeat this kind of mistake again. Mm-hmm. I think that UEFA reacted in a good way because they investigated the situation rapidly, and I think they made sure that Mr. Marciniak's apology was reported widely. And I think that the lesson learned for everybody is, or should be, that there is no place for far-right extremism, not just in football, but outside of football as well.
Yeah. We've often spoken about they're called ultras. The ultras are fans that are largely very staunch, very vehement, and particularly in Poland, very far-right football supporters. But you don't need necessarily far-right ultras. We saw with the issues around Vinicius Jr. just 2 weeks ago. It's issues around, yeah, for example, Mario Balotelli, who played for Italy. We saw English black players being mocked in the European Championships. It's not just necessarily a far-right problem in European football. It is simply just a European football problem with racism.
I completely agree with you. it is not just a very small minority that is influenced by racist and far right ideology. It is a significant problem still across Europe. Of course, we cannot generalize. We must not say that, you know, all the football fans are racist. That would be very, very unwise to say that. And of course, there are many, many football fans, including us, who are completely opposed to racism and extremism. But the problem exists. But of course, the problem was not invented in the football stadium. We know those problems exist in society at large. But the football stadium is a reflection of society in this sense. And I think by now we expect football not just to be free of racism and extremism, but also to give a positive example, because it's a major, it's an important site of education, of socialization, especially for young people who learn their values from football, from the role models, from the players, the big stars, the idols, but also the referee should be a model, should be an example.
We know the world is a more polarized, in a more polarized place than the last 10, 15, 20 years ago. Many huge, strange steps made in intolerance and acceptance, not just when it comes to people of different races and cultures, but also gender and sexuality as well. But over the last while, we've seen a particularly more polarized world, and we think whether the steps of the kick racism out of football movement, whether the take the knee movement, whether it be rainbow armbands on players standing up for LGBTQI rights, we wonder if there's any effect on the nature of our sports, our teams and our supporters, if the culture with the communities, if the society and the countries around them are being influenced by conservative and bigoted views. Rafael?
Well, I think we cannot expect to win this fight in football as an isolated field. This fight goes on in football and outside of football, but I think football can play a positive role in all that. You know, those players you have mentioned, and there are many other examples. They have faced racism, but what's important is also they spoke out against racism and intolerance. I think nowadays one more challenge and one more important subject in football and outside of football is the treatment of refugees. In the case of my country, Poland, it is mostly about the treatment of the refugees from Ukraine, and I think football and footballers and football figures, they have an important role in promoting solidarity with those groups that may be marginalized, that may be discriminated against, and I think we can draw a lot of positive examples and positive stories from that.
So yes,
there is a lot of problems of intolerance, but there are also, you know, good examples of fighting against intolerance in football as well.
Rafał Bańkowski, he heads up the Never Again Association, using sports culture, particularly football, to drive a message against racism and intolerance. Really appreciate your time all the way from Warsaw.